I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. U.S. household debt is on the rise again, and as the Mountain West's Noah Glick reports, parts of our region are seeing some of the highest levels in the country.
The third quarter of this year marked the 21st consecutive quarter where U.S. household debt grew. That's according to the latest report from the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. Mortgage balances make up the largest proportion of household debt, but student loans came in second. The total household debt across the U.S. is now up to nearly $14 trillion, the highest it's ever been. In our region, Coloradans hold some of the highest levels of debt in the country, and the per capita rate of debt in Utah and Nevada sits above the national rate of $50,000. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Noah Glick.
According to the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, the total debt balance per capita in Colorado is more than $71,000. The key witness against a Colorado rancher convicted of killing his fiancée will be sentenced next month for tampering with evidence in the case. A judge today set the sentencing hearing for Crystal Lee for January 28th. The former Idaho nurse reached a plea deal with prosecutors and faces up to 3 years in prison for taking Kelsey Barrett's cell phone back to Idaho to try to make it look like Barrett had left Colorado. A Colorado judge who pleaded guilty to driving under the influence will be suspended for 28 days without pay. The Colorado Supreme Court censured and ordered the punishment for 21st Judicial District Judge Lance Timbreza today, following the recommendation of the Colorado Commission on Judicial Discipline. I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News.